Hello, everyone. Today is October 28th, and this is our Spiritual Law of Nature call with Alex Lloyd. I want to welcome all of you. My name is Johanna Tan. I'll be assisting Alex today as he shares his Spiritual Law of Nature. Before we hear from Alex, I'm going to just read this disclaimer. This presentation is for education and informational purposes only. And since we're going to be talking about issues of health and well-being, we wanted to make sure that you understand this information is not intended to heal or cure anything. Everything in the presentation are the opinions of Alex Lloyd or myself, Johanna Tan, as your weekly practitioner of the custom codes. And you may share also as well. You should always check with a licensed care health care provider about any specific health concerns you may have. So this call today is unique in that we are going to open it up for any questions or comments that any of you may have, hopefully on the Spiritual Law of Nature that Alex shared this week on YouTube. But I'm going to go ahead and give Alex a couple of minutes to just share a little bit about that. So, Alex?
Thank you so much, Johanna. Just an FYI kind of thing, I threw my back out a couple of days ago. I used to do this all the time when I grew up in sports. I was born with scoliosis, and I would throw my back out, and I'd be in bed for a couple of days and limping around for about a week. So I'm doing better. It hardly ever happens anymore, but it did happen a couple of days ago. So if you're watching this live, the live video, I might be standing kind of weird, and if you're wondering about that, that's what that's from. All right, yeah, the spiritual law this week is the one rule or law to never go against, and that if you can live your life in a way where you say, okay, I am making a commitment, I'm making a vow, that I may do a whole bunch of stuff, but as best I can, I am never going to go against this one rule. Now, you'll never do that perfectly. You will go against it. You will mess up, but that's part of it. So part of the vow is when I do mess up, then I'm getting right back on that horse again, and I'm ending my life there because that's what I'm committed to. Okay. So having said that, the law or rule is this: never go against love. You know, Churchill made that famous speech, you know, never give up, never give up, never, 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 ever, ever give up. And that's really great advice, but this is better. Never, ever, ever, no matter what, never go against love. In an ancient manuscript, it talks about how the law that is written on our heart is our conscience. Think about that. The conscience is the law that is written on your heart, meaning that's not learned. That's not something you get from mom and dad. That is original programming that comes with every single model of human being. Is a law that's written on your heart, which is your conscience. And of course, that conscience is about right and wrong, but I think more importantly, I call it the love compass. I call your conscience your love compass, because even more than right and wrong, I think it steers us to what is love-based or what is selfishness, what's in it for me, seek pleasure, avoid pain, business deal kind of agreement, as opposed to love, which always seeks what's best for the other person, even if it's ahead of me, because that's what this life is really about, is in the end, will I choose love or will I choose selfishness? And selfishness is usually disguised as some kind of fear, all right? And love is the absence, fear is the absence of love, love is the absence of fear, or doing it afraid. It can be that too, courage, all right? But anyway, I believe that. I believe that our conscience is the law of love, that is written on our heart. And the cool thing about our conscience is it's not like one computer program like Word that works the same for every person in every computer. No, your conscience is unique to you. And by your conscience, there may be some things that are fine for you to do, but that aren't fine for someone else's conscience. And there may be some things that are fine for someone else's conscience that's not fine for yours. And another ancient manuscript says, if you do something believing that it's wrong for you, it is wrong for you, which indicates that some other people who maybe don't believe it's wrong, it wouldn't be wrong for them, all right? So in any and every situation, I believe we have a love compass. We have a program we can access that will tell us, is this okay to do or is it not? Is this love-based or is it selfish pain, pleasure, what's in it for me-based and not love-based, all right? Problem is, in my experience, not many people consult that. They don't consult their conscience. They consult, what is it going to cost me versus what am I going to get from it? And the main measurement of that is I want the least pain possible and the most pleasure possible. And that's how we tend to judge things and decide what we'll do or not do much more than what does our conscience have to say about it. Is it right or wrong, or is it love-based or selfish? Pain, pleasure base. All right. So if you can make a vow, a commitment that, you know what, this is my one thing, the old City Slickers movies that a lot of you aren't old enough to remember, you know, Curly said, it's all about one thing. And I don't know what that was in the movie, but this is what it is I believe in real life. Is are you committed to love or are you not? So with everything that you do, now some things you'll just know instantly. Oh, yeah, of course that's wrong, killing somebody or stealing something. Or, yeah, of course that's wrong. But some other things are, you know, more in the gray area. You know, my wife and children are hiding and a murderer just came into the house to murder them and he asked me, where are your wife and children? Well, that'd be a lie if I didn't tell him the truth about where they are, right? But am I going to tell him the truth knowing that he's going to go immediately and kill them? Well, that's a conscience issue, okay? For me, I would absolutely tell him the lie and would have no guilt about it at all. One of my professors in college had the opposite opinion on that, believe it or not. He said, no, you tell him the truth, even though he is going to go kill him, and you know it, and maybe he even says it. Well, I don't buy that. For my conscience, I'm fine to lie to him. Obviously, for my professor, his conscience says something else. But you go by yours, not anyone else's, okay? And then the last piece of this is that there's some things in life, actually a whole lot of them during our day, that we don't even think of that way as being a conscience thing or love-based or selfishness-based. Just like, you know, taking out the garbage or I've got to do some filing or I've got to do some phone calls that I really don't want to make, but for my work I need to make them, or I need to do some home improvement job around the house, or I'm digging a ditch to help with a drainage thing, and I hate digging ditches, and I don't feel good, and all that sort of stuff. That's not really a matter of conscience or selfish or love-based. Some of it might be, but a lot of it's not. So for those situations, your commitment to never go against love means that whatever you're doing, digging that ditch when you don't feel like it, making the calls you don't want to make, you do the thing you need to be doing in the present moment, let's say digging a ditch, and you add love to it, okay? You add love to it. Well, how do I dig a ditch when I'm feeling bad and add love to it? Well, first of all, I can say, okay, I'm going to dig this ditch in love. positive feelings toward whoever I'm digging it for, even if it's my own family, and realize that I'm doing this to help, and I'm doing it even though I don't feel like it, because I want, I'm committed, I'm making a vow lifelong to never go against love, and I believe digging this ditch is that. But I'm going to add love to it. So while I'm digging, I'm going to think about how much I love my family, or how much my mom loves me, or go back to a wonderful memory in my past, a wonderful loving memory, and be thinking about that while I dig the ditch, or think about the future when the ditch is going to be complete and I'll be inside, all showered and fresh and having a nice meal or something with my family, and I'll feel good about myself that I went ahead and dug the ditch, even though I didn't feel like it, in order to help, whatever that was. So the last part is you add love to whatever menial, unpleasant, or thing that you like that you happen to be doing at the present time. And here's the magic thing. When you add love to it, it changes it. And usually the dread, the I don't want to do this, that stuff either goes away or gets way better when you add love to that thing that you're doing in the present moment. So try it, but if you can commit to that, I'm never going to go against love, I promise your life will get better and better and better every single day. Wake up in the morning and when your feet hit the floor, okay, as best I can, I am not going to go against love today. And if I'm doing something I don't like to be doing, but I need to be doing it, I'm going to add love to it as best I can, all right? But I'm going to do my best to not go against love. And then when you mess up, no problem, right back on the horse again. And if you're living in love, the mess ups are fine. They're expected. Nobody does it all right. So no guilt, no shame. And what comes from love is actually not guilt or shame. It's thankfulness, gratitude, joy, peace, I'm a good person, et cetera. So think about making that vow or commitment in your life this week and watch what happens. That's it for me, Johanna.
All right. Thank you, Alex. So if any of you would like to comment or ask Alex a question, you can simply raise your hand by clicking *2 on your phone. If you are online and you would like to ask a question, you can type it in, and I will read that to Alex so he can address that. And you can always send in questions as well, and we can read those and answer those in these calls. So I'm going to unmute Glenn, who's in California, and let me see, unmute your line. Okay, Glenn.
Hi, Dr. Alex. Hi, Johanna.
Hey, Glenn. How are you today?
Doing great. I just want to let you know that the teaching today blew my mind. It's just, you know, when you get a big, oh, my gosh, I got it. That makes
sense.
Yeah. Exactly it. That's why I tune into these calls, to get the hit you just gave me about adding love to everything you do and watch it transform. Amazing. I just got to tell you, thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Well, first of all, it's not original with me, Glenn. And secondly, the reason I'm telling you about it is because it blew my mind, too, at some point in the past. So I agree with you, and I'm very grateful and thankful, too, but I'm not the source of it. But thanks a lot.
Well, I just appreciate it because, yeah, okay, this has been around, but, you know, some days you just need to hear something in the right way from the right person, right time, and you just hit a bullseye today. So thank you for being the channel for passing along whatever you learned. I just want to give you a shout out and a thank you for that.
Well, great. Thanks a lot. That happens to me all the time, too.
Beautiful.
All right,
thank
Johanna.
You.
Johanna?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was muted.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so if any of you have, anyone else has a question or would like to comment, please raise your hand by pressing star 2. That's going to raise your hand. If you are online, you can type in a question, and I'll read it for Alex to address. So let's see if anyone else raises their hand, Alex. I'm so glad. I hope you start feeling a lot better, Alex.
Oh, it's a familiar feeling, even though it's not comfortable. I'll be fine. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. So I do not see any other hands up at this point.
Okay. Alex. Well, God bless you. Love you, everybody. And love you, Johanna. That's it for me.
Okay. All right. So we're going to go. I'm going to go ahead and open the lines. If any of you would like to have a custom trilogy or a custom healing code, you can raise your hand, star 2, I'll open your line, and we can get that for you. So, again, star 2 is going to open your line, going to raise your hand, and then I'll open the line for you, and we can get a custom trilogy or a custom healing code for you today for whatever you'd like to address. All right, and let me see. And unfortunately, if you're online, I won't be able to do that because I can't connect with you through your voice. But if you are on the phone, star 2 is going to raise your hand. Okay, I have one caller, and let's go ahead and open the line. 5920, and your line is open.
Hi, Johanna. This is Lori calling.
Hi, Lori.
A few weeks ago, I got a custom trilogy for my eyesight, and I was almost having a panicky feeling about it, and I think I need a fresh one. There's a couple, like a few emotions that I feel with it. One is this fear, another one is frustration, and another one is discouragement or depression. So I need to address that.
Okay, and do you have a specific memory that comes up when you think about these feelings right now? Is there any early memory that comes up when you felt this kind of a fear or frustration and discouragement?
No, I'm not getting anything.
Okay, that's fine. Now, did you want a trilogy or a healing code?
A trilogy, please.
Okay, very good. All right, let's go ahead and test for that. Can you say for me, I desire to be healthy?
I desire to be healthy.
I am ready to test truthfully.
I am ready to test truthfully.
The fear issues.
The fear issues.
Okay, very good. Just a moment. Okay, minute number one. We're going to tap from the eyebrows all the way to the side of the hand. So all of those points.
Okay.
And then we're going to start on the collarbones.
Okay.
Under the arms.
Mm-hmm.
Middle of the chest.
Okay.
Then we're going to go to the eyebrows.
Okay.
Side of the eyes.
Okay.
Under the nose. And chin. Then we're going to go to the middle of the chest, collarbones again. Then we're going to go to little finger,
okay.
and then the 9G.
Okay,
minute number two, healing code. Both hands below the belly button.
Okay.
Both hands touching the high bridge.
Okay.
Both hands pointing at the Adam's apple.
Okay.
And both hands touching the brainstem.
Okay,
minute number three. We're going to slide from the base all the way up and over 3 times. Always pause a little bit at the top of the spine when you're there. You can take a nice deep breath. Maybe even do the vagus breathing where you breathe in in a count of three, hold it for the count of six, and exhale to the count of nine. Or you can do breathe into the count of six, hold it to the count of nine, exhale to the count of 12. That's always really helpful to do. Okay, and then we're going to start at the heart. So energy center of the heart. Pause there. Slide up to the forehead. Slide down to the solar plexus or the tummy. Slide down to below the tummy, the belly button, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Slide back up to the forehead.
Okay.
Slide up to the crown.
Okay.
Slide over to the top of the spine. And that's it.
Okay. Sometimes you have me repeat the healing code.
Yes. I was just going to say, repeat the healing code afterward. That's going to give you that extra boost.
Okay. I'm finding that my eyesight's just getting worse. Before the pandemic, my eyesight was nearly normal, and it's really changed. And I've had an experience about 30 years ago where I had to have eyeglasses. I was in a stressful situation, and when the stress went away, the eye doctor said, you don't need glasses anymore. So I was holding stress in my eyes. So this will help.
Yeah, this will definitely help, and it is very likely that it is, a result of the extra stress that everyone is experiencing right now with the pandemic. So just, observe that, in other words, acknowledge that, okay, there's stuff being triggered by the fear and everything that's going around, everything right now. Just acknowledge that and then choose to love it. Always choose to love it. Yeah, it's like, this whole message that Alex was talking about today. This is a part of you that's been wounded. There's parts of you that have had wounds in them. And so rather than hating them or fearing them, just say, okay, yes, this is a wound that's coming up, this fear, this frustration, this discouragement. You don't even have to know where it originated from. You're recognizing it.
Okay.
And so then you choose to bring it into the shower of love as you do the trilogy.
Okay. And one last quick question. Last time you gave me a primary health issue. Is that a similar thing this time too?
Yes. You can use this for anything. Mm-hmm.
Any health thing. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate that. Okay.
Okay. Okay. God bless you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right. Okay, so I think that's it as far as our hands up go. And we just appreciate you all being here. Please come back again next week, and we'll hear from Alex again. And do send in your questions at feedback@thehealingcodes.com, and hopefully we can address those if you have any questions. Okay? God bless everyone. Bye-bye.